Such cultured parents know full well that if their children experience in their nervous system the sensation of the climax of what is called the Uemonosnian process, even once before they reach maturity, they will never be fully capable of normal mentation when they become adults. And hence these parents always consider it their first and chief duty toward their children to educate them in this respect. Unlike most contemporary parents, they do not consider that the education of children consists in badgering them to learn by rote as much poetry as possible, composed by Murdurtenist psychopaths, or in teaching them to shake hands politely with their friends and acquaintances, for in keeping with the notions of people of our times, unfortunately, it is these accomplishments which constitute the whole education of children today. And so, my dear, very depraved, but nevertheless likable young man, these two rites were created by the great Moses and introduced into the ordinary life of the Jewish people to counteract that maleficent invention of clothes, thanks to which those factors were destroyed, which had been provided by nature for the protection of those organs from the harmful action of the substances they secrete. And these two rites were transmitted from generation to generation, both to the followers of the Judaic religion and to others who took over these useful rites almost unchanged. It was only after the death of the great King Solomon that the rite of Tzielputz Khan ceased to be observed even by the followers of the Judaic religion, and only the rite of Sicht Nert Chorn continued to be performed automatically and reached the contemporary representatives of that race. This custom, along with many other ancient Jewish customs, also reached the followers of Christian religion, who at first observed it very strictly in their everyday life. But soon the custom itself disappeared from this still new religion, and even the memory of its former use among them was lost. Yes, my dear friend, if only the teaching of the divine Jesus Christ had been fully respected in its original form, the religion founded upon it with such unprecedented wisdom would not only be the best of all existing religions, but even of all religions that might arise and exist in the future.